You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So look, just to give you a little background again for our listeners, Kenny is played professional basketball and overseas. Enjoyed that life, I'm sure, for the most part. And then how I got to know him is he is also a trainer, coach for basketball. And as I've talked about many times, I've got twin boys, and they've had him as their coach for the last, 6 months to a year. And he's been fantastic with them, working with them on their techniques and their drills, and have gotten to know him. He just started up a basketball training center under his name, Kenny Hatch. Kenny, actually, we'll just kind of open this up to you, but you, to all the Nugget fans out there, kind of who we cater to, you actually played high school basketball against Aaron Gordon. Why don't you tell us about that experience and what he was like at that stage in life?
As you can imagine, it was not that fun. He was a beast. Actually, first time I met him was actually watching his older brother play in the CCS championship game. I don't know, it had to be 2008. His older brother, Drew, I was watching the game as a young kid, and then I actually ran into the younger brother, which is Aaron. That was the first time I met him, and then I ended up playing against him in high school a couple times. He was an animal. He's an animal from the jump. And he was, I believe, a year younger than me, or 2 years younger than me, and I wasn't even close.
Wasn't even close as far as like the games were blowouts, or just like, he dominate, or how
he dominated. He dominated. There's no stopping. I mean, his stature, first of all, and then his athleticism was just.
I was going to ask about his dunking ability. Like, we understand what he did in a dunk contest, and let's be real, he should have a dunk competition trophy.
Yeah, he should have a trophy.
Okay. But some of the dunks that he did, man, I mean, it is, they are going to go down as like all-time dunks, right?
All-time.
What did you see, like, even at that stage, like from high school, what was he doing back then?
So back then, like, he really had this thing that, I don't know, it was so unique. It was the second jump. Right. So like he would get to the lane, or he would get to the paint, and he would kind of just throw the ball at the basket. He wouldn't really shoot it. And then he would just go get it and dunk it. So there's a lot of just self alley-oops. Anything he missed around the rim, he dunked, you know. And that was like one of the craziest things I saw. I remember as a kid, it was just like, or, you know, in high school, like anything anybody missed, it was getting dunked. and you can watch the, you know, the old Yeary's Finest mixtapes. I think I'm in a couple of them, you know. But you know, it was just, it's unreal. Like, this guy was 16-17 and just a man amongst boys.
Yeah,
was he 6'8 at that point, do you think?
6'8. Oh man, he was huge. 6'8 and just an athlete. I didn't even I think I was about 5'6, like, you know. It was different. He's different.
Yeah. So tell us about your story, because I think actually you have a really cool story. So tell us what, how things transcended for you as far as like, because it's kind of a feel good story. Like you, you went some trial, you went through some trials and tribulations of your own, but then you succeeded. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey in basketball?
Yeah. So I actually got cut 4 times in high school. Before that senior year where I actually got to play and where I played against Aaron Gordon. So I got cut different times. In high school, you play spring league, summer league, things like that. So I actually got cut 4 times throughout my high school career. And then I thought about giving it up. So I went to the University of Kansas just to go to school. I actually ran into Aaron Gordon on his visit, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But I went and I was going to give it up. And then I think about November, December, I was like, nah, I gotta give this a try. So I transferred home to go to junior college, played 2 years junior college, and then picked up a scholarship for the last 2 years of my college career down in South Texas. And then from there, I went straight to Spain and I played 5 years professionally, 3 in Spain and 2 in Italy.
That must have been amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was super fun. Super, super blessed.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it would be like to be in another country and doing something that you love.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's tough. You know, 9 to 10 months out of the year being over there is tough, but super rewarding. And, you know, it's stories that I'll tell, you know, my kids, my grandchildren. So it'll be fun.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I was actually really curious about just playing overseas, right? Like, what is the biggest difference? Like, if you could just pick one thing, like, what is the biggest difference between playing overseas and then playing in the U.S.? Like, what's like the biggest thing that you find?
The stigma of being an American coming over. they know, for the most part, they know what we do best, and you know, Americans score the ball really well. You know, just on average, we European, you know, systems are built very strongly on teamwork.
On team,
you know, mm-hmm. And honestly, it was great for me because I loved it. You know, I loved learning a different system, a different culture. So I was, but it was definitely like I was like, oh, okay, so, you know, they already know. You know, they know. Like, all right, we got Americans coming in. Like, they're gonna score the ball. You know. So that was kind of one thing I had to adjust to my first couple of years.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And then you also, there's a couple other relationships you have within the NBA. And, I remember in, I think it was after Game 2 of the finals, you and, the series was 1-1 at that point. Miami stole a game in Denver and, one of your good friends, Gabe Vincent, had a really good game in Game 2. And that is somebody who you actually played against and trained with as well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I got the opportunity. There's a really good skills trainer up in Sacramento, Gus Armstead. And he has a really good, solid group of guys up in Sacramento that are just, you know, just high level. I was fortunate enough to have some friends training one summer, and I went up there. And I always knew of Gabe growing up. He was a couple years younger than me. And I always knew of him. And then I finally got to work out with him a couple times that summer when he was with the Kings G League team. And, you know, it was a different level. It was a different level. I just remember, you know, guarding them and working through the workouts. And I'm just like, man, this, all those guys up there that work with Gus, they're super solid and super talented, and especially Gabe. And you know, a better person than a player, for sure.
Isn't that a nice compliment?
Better person than a player. That is.
Yeah, I like awesome. To hear that. Yeah.
I mean, I would say, you know, just watching, I mean, you know, Nelson just spoke about it when they stole that game from the Nuggets. Now, you seeing this happening, right?
Right.
Like, and I just want to get into your mind at this moment. How did you feel the series was going to go when Gabe Vincent had that really good game and the series got tied? Yeah. I want an honest answer now, because that's your people. And then you got Aaron Gordon on the other side. Right. What was going through your mind? What did you think was about to happen?
I was very hopeful. You know, Denver has been, you know, is the most solid team. But you just can't deny like that, that Miami energy. So it kind of gets you thinking, like, could they steal like this series? You know, obviously they're an 8 seed coming in, but they're just gritty. So, you know, those are the teams you hate playing against.
Yeah.
You hate playing against because you don't know, like, are they just going to be on one? Because they have nothing to lose, you know? They play with that mentality. So when that happened, I was like, ah, man, they pull this off. This is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I thought when they stole that for sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans of the Nuggets, maybe not Nelson and Jack, because both of them had Nuggets in five. I'm going to make sure I say that again, you know, give them their props.
Yes, sir.
But I think, you know, even myself, because I had Nuggets in six going into the series, but – you know, being a Nuggets fan for so long, you watch these moments and you're sitting there like, wait, this is not about to happen again, right? It starts, you get that doubt, the little doubt parts coming in. And then you start thinking, dude, Miami just beat Milwaukee.
Right.
They just beat, I mean, depends on how you feel about the Knicks, but they beat them. And then they went and they beat Boston. And you're sitting there like, yeah, we're a really good team, but Miami has been, you know, going through some juggernauts, right? So that doubt did come in a little bit, but it's like you're sitting there like, dude, Jokic is just unreal. And then Aaron Gordon, your boy, ends up just having that game. He just goes crazy, him and Bruce Brown at the same time. And they were just like, yeah, we're not losing this thing, you know? So I thought that was pretty cool to watch.